talking, marching up the freedom land. Ain't gonna let.
Peaceful protesters marched and sang at the entrance to the Coast Guard facility in Alameda Thursday morning. The interfaith vigil began before dawn, organized by local faith leaders after federal officials announced the base would serve as an operations center for ICE raids, expected to begin this week in the Bay Area. Two protesters were injured by flashbang grenades and pepper bombs during the early morning hours after allegedly blocking customs and border protection vehicles from entering the island along Denison Street. Brownheart, a local activist, was part of that pre-dawn group.
So this morning, before CBP showed up, people were just walking, using the crosswalk, no weapons, not touching police officers, not yelling at them, not interacting with them. About an hour, maybe 2 hours after that, it was around 8 a.m., the first Border Patrol truck showed up. It was a white SUV with a green stripe. That's how you can identify it. And when they showed up, people were still walking. They were not blocking the intersection. They were walking. And this whole morning, police officers or Coast Guard, whoever they are, they're all collaborating, were waving them forward to drive through the crosswalk as people were walking on it.
Protesters continued to march throughout the morning. Rabbi Kat Zavis from Beit Tikkun offered a prayer.
As Trump and ICE insist on disrupting our communities and threatening people, I just want to offer a brief prayer. May we find ourselves, if you were here earlier when the pepper bomb went off, it was very unsettling for our bodies. So it feels good to be walking and feeling our feet on the ground, to feel connected to the sacred land. And so we stand here in solidarity with our neighbors, with our friends, with our community members. And we commit to pray with our feet, as Abraham Joshua Heschel said, to actually bring our prayer movement, our liturgical movement, into the streets. Prayer actually doesn't really stop ICE, but our bodies and our actions can.
Around noon Thursday, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie announced that the planned immigration surge in his city had been called off.
Late last night, I received a phone call from the President of the United States. I told him the same thing that I have told our residents. San Francisco is on the rise. Visitors are coming back. Buildings are getting leased and purchased, and workers are coming back to the office. We have work to do, and we would welcome the continued partnership with FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. attorneys to get drugs and drug dealers off of our streets. But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Lurie did not say whether other Bay Area cities would still be targeted. In Oakland, Mayor Barbara Lee urged residents to stay alert and be ready to protect their community from aggressive immigration enforcement.
Now, recent news reports, and I think you all have seen that in San Francisco, Mayor Lurie received a call from Donald Trump indicating that San Francisco was no longer on his list. That does not mean we are not prepared. We have no idea. This is very fluid. And so there's no information we can bring to you today to bring you up to date on what plans they have in place. But we are moving forward with our plans and we are prepared.
Assistant Police Chief James Beer in Oakland said local police will not participate in federal immigration operations. He pointed to the new state law, the No Vigilantes Act, Senate Bill 805, which requires all law enforcement officers, including federal agents, to display their name and badge number during operations. The law also prohibits bounty hunters from taking part in any immigration enforcement. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Latifah Simon, back in her East Bay district as the federal government shutdown continues, said Oakland has a strong infrastructure to protect its law-abiding residents.
In this moment of fear, and speaking to folks in our community, I want you to know what my job is. My job, one, is to go to work. Unfortunately, as we speak right now, in the dome, in the Capitol, the doors of the House floor are closed. For over 4 weeks, The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has closed all business of the United States Congress. So a majority of that 4 weeks, I, along with Democratic colleagues, have been inside of that dome, ready and willing to negotiate to open this government back up. But they refuse to come to the table. So I get to be here in my town, Oakland, California.
As of Thursday afternoon, CHP officers in riot gear arrived at the Coast Guard base to clear access to the island. CHP helicopters were seen circling overhead. There are reports of one arrest so far today as the story develops. Michelle, a Berkeley-based activist who describes herself as an auntie, says protesters are committed to stopping ICE operations and will remain cautious and vigilant.
We're here to take care of each other, just like we're here to take care of everyone in our communities, right? So we're going to stay together. We're going to do our best to keep each other safe, because that's how we roll, right? Who keeps us safe?
We do.
Who keeps us safe?
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.